The University Tower chimes bring in another session of Ask the Professor, the show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. To my left is Professor Danielle Maxwell.
Good to be here.
Good to have you here. Now, you have two pieces of cake in front of you.
I do.
So I'm assuming that one is for Dr. Brian.
One is for Dr. Brian, yes, if it makes it home.
Oh, yeah, if, there you go.
If.
It is a long drive back to Ann Arbor.
And we are celebrating our wedding anniversary tonight.
Oh, nice.
Hold on, which one is it?
Three.
Wait a minute. We all know what the third anniversary is.
I don't know what the third
Bumpy
anniversary.
Cake.
No.
Oh.
Do you guys don't remember? We had that question years ago.
Paper.
Leather.
Oh, my gosh.
Leather.
It's a leather anniversary.
Ooh, okay. Leather. I actually got him leather. I got him a passport cover.
Wow, that's awesome.
I didn't even plan that. Oh, yeah, that was his gift. Leather passport cover.
So I'll just relax.
Well, it's better than all the other materials that it could be, you know?
We don't have time for a second show, do we?
No change, just whips.
You're funny.
Okay, continuing on. You know, she's got a cough.
Wow. This is a family show.
It's a family show. Poor Michael's going to have to edit this down to the only usable 10 seconds. We just got started.
He's in there laughing.
Dan, do you think we could get this show back
on
the rails?
I can't hear you over the cackling.
Dan, you said you had a special dinner for your birthday, but
yes.
you didn't go out. You actually cooked.
Right. I actually went out on Saturday.
Oh.
Went to the Clausen Steakhouse.
Clausen Steakhouse.
Oh, nice.
Right.
And you had leather.
Excellent. Oh. Just because. Yeah.
But then Tuesday was low key.
Okay.
And
that's nothing wrong with that. That's good.
How is the Clausen Steakhouse?
It's still as kitschy as anything.
Is it good?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Oh.
Yeah,
I've driven by a million times, including once today. We drove.
You'll
by
definitely
it.
Get
I've
a good steak there, yeah, and if you go on Saturday night, you'll have the entertainment.
Was it the Ron James Trio?
That's still right.
That's right.
Mind you, he plays there, and he also plays Boodles over on 11 and I-75.
I have been to Boodles too.
Yes. Both wonderful places.
We are once again graced with the presence of Professor Molly Barlow from the Department of English. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So, your birthday wasn't recently, was it?
No.
Okay. So where's your favorite place to go out to eat when it's your birthday, around here?
Last birthday, I went and took myself for ribs.
Okay, nice.
I like barbecue.
Absolutely.
Like Lockhart's, Slow.
No, I was at Smoky Bones.
Oh, Smoky Bones.
It's on the east side. So.
Yeah, very, very nice. It's about time to see all the billows of smoke from the parking lots in the city. That's what spring is all about in Detroit.
Yeah.
Let's be serious. The Anthony Bourdain principle. I am cooking your meal in a parking lot. I love that. I love that.
That sounds like it could be a Burroughs, what are the extra questions we do at the end of a thing? What's your favorite birthday?
Oh, yeah, your favorite barbecue?
Exactly. Where's your favorite barbecue?
Exactly. Well, not barbecue, but birthday dinner.
Sure.
Place.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, good one. We'll stick on that. Hold on. We'll put a pin in that for right now.
Oh, yeah.
Professor Jim Tubbs is here with us today.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Good.
So what, what's the fare on the cruise while you're in Central America?
What's the eating fare?
The eating fare,
F-A-R-E,
yes.
Well, it was good.
Okay, that's nice.
He ate so much of it he couldn't remember.
They had a lot of beef, a lot of fish, which I appreciated,
yep.
And a lot of shellfish.
Okay.
It was wonderful.
Very
really good. I was on a Princess cruise ship.
Yep.
I think it's like they're one of their smallest ones, the Carl Princess.
Okay.
But I liked the size of it because it wasn't huge.
Sure.
It had about 2,000 passengers.
Oh, nice.
So Gopher and Isaac and all those people fed you well?
They did. They fed me very well.
I'm old enough to get that.
Well, one of my desiderata for a cruise ship is that it have an open promenade deck that goes all the way around.
It's
so you can
nice.
Just walk around after you eat.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying you throw your food overboard.
No.
Desiderata. The promenade.
That's what I'm thinking.
All Victorian things.
Overboard.
Love it.
Desiderata.
Our staff love boat incarnate is Professor Dave Chow.
Pleasure to be here, as always.
Excellent. I've always saw you as sort of an Isaac, making drinks for everybody, giving advice.
I can see that.
By the way, do you know that one of your TV selections on a Princess Cruise is old episodes of The Love Boat?
And why not?
They've got them all.
Really?
They show the Titanic, too.
Oh, Titanic.
the Poseidon Adventure.
No, they have a live reenactment every cruise.
Is it like showing airplane on a flight out?
Wow.
Or a Poseidon Adventure.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my God. That's incredible.
With the great Shelley Winters.
The great Shelley Winters.
The swimming is wonderful.
Professor Stephen Manning, we need to reel it back in again. I need your help. Like we're totally in fuego today. What can I say?
You can count on me.
Okay. Well.
Yeah, right.
We will, Stephen.
Oh, yeah, we will.
So let me throw this out there, no pun intended. Oh. You know, it was quite the thumb snubbing of the Detroit Tigers last night to have Kirk Gibson throw out the first pitch in a Dodgers jersey on opening day. That hurt a lot. That's all I'm saying. It was nice to see Gibby, yes, as it always is, but yes, oof, wearing the new Dodgers. That.
He's, yeah, their hero,
well, that
too.
Was his more recent, yeah, team.
Yeah, but, you know, we like to think that he's ours. You know,
ours.
So, yeah. New jerseys, by the way. The blue trim was replaced with gold, and it felt a little over the top last night for the Dodgers. So,
okay, would it have been, yeah, better if he showed up in a Michigan State outfit?
Absolutely. They're playing tonight.
I know.
You know, go State. Go Michigan, sort
go
of.
Blue.
I don't know. Go
That's
blue.
That's right. Go, yeah, blue. Exactly. Oh, you finally said it.
Yep, tonight. And if they win, they're playing each other on
they
Sunday.
I saw that.
Very,
yes,
exciting.
I saw that.
Very exciting.
Cool.
Professor Heather Hill is also here with us today, and you're working on some sort of an app? Or
I did. I finally...
Is this the countdown app?
Yeah, I found the countdown
there
app.
You go. Yeah. How many days?
One month.
It's not moving.
Three. Well...
Not fast enough.
Oh, till you step down from your exalted position?
Yeah, it doesn't have seconds on it.
Oh, well, we got to work on that.
Exalted? I thought it was exhausted.
That too.
One month, 3 days, 7 hours, and 40 minutes.
But who's counting?
Yes. No,
that app is.
Maybe when you lose the month part, it'll have the seconds that pop up.
Yes. Hey, is it any, yes, worse than like Kendra counting down, you know,
oh, yes,
her weeks?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Folks, this is a program you can send us questions regarding anything. It's been a while since we've had a question about how long it takes to do things, maybe measuring time, I don't know. Stump the panel, you win a prize. If you don't stump the panel, you win a prize. You can send us the questions in a number of ways. You can email us at atp@udmercy.edu. Find us on Facebook and Instagram, or listen on your favorite smart speaker by asking it to play Ask the Professor at University of Detroit Mercy. We were right in the middle of an awesome set of questions from Frank and the Family Burrows. We got to finish these, so let's dive right
do
back
it.
In. We had just heard that Anthony Daniels ended up essentially being second or third choice for C-3PO, and then he brought the idea that his proper British accent would make the character more like a butler,
right,
versus George Lucas's original plan, a sleazy New York used car dealer persona. What Star Trek actor has also voiced C-3PO in a cartoon version? This is pretty nice. Very recent kids show. So I'm looking at the Gen Z right now.
You think I know Star Trek?
No, what I think you know is the cartoon that it appeared on.
Okay, I was
so
like...
There is a classic Disney TV cartoon where it's two friends, one talks, one doesn't. Both of their heads are shaped like triangles.
Oh, Phineas and Ferb.
It's Phineas and Ferb was the show.
Yeah.
But who was the modern Star Trek actor who voiced C-3PO with a British accent on that show?
Simon Pegg?
Simon Pegg is the correct answer.
That's,
yeah,
that's the only one I'm thinking
Simon
of.
Simon Pegg.
Do British or Scottish.
Don't know my Star Trek.
Yep. It's all right. He played Scotty on the more recent movies. So.
Yep.
You know, I'm guessing if you saw Simon Pegg, you'd know who,
yeah,
Simon Pegg is.
Okay. What was his other, what, the other
Shaun
movies?
Shaun of the Dead.
Shaun of the Dead, yes.
Yep.
Yeah,
Hot Fuzz.
Hot Fuzz.
Yes.
Hot
Fuzz, that was even better. Yeah, much better.
Have you ever seen a cassette tape before, Professor Maxwell?
I have seen, okay, a cassette tape before.
So for a very short while before CDs, we also had cassette singles. So I was joking a little bit, like, what was the top-selling cassette single? Oh, no. Well,
Adam
it was only one that sold.
I think I still have a cassette player somewhere at home.
I have a cassette player. I have hundreds of cassettes, and I still play them.
That's fine. But cassette singles always cracked me up because they were only like 3 minutes long.
And I'll tell you this, too. Most of the cassettes I have, I recorded myself.
I've never heard
the
song.
From
the radio.
From an LP.
Oh,
from
sure.
From LP.
Sure.
And the ones I recorded myself,
yep,
are better than the ones that were pre-recorded that I bought.
Oh, yeah. Mixtapes are always better than albums.
Heather's starting a dance party. This is like...
I once had a car with both a cassette deck and a CD player in it.
Oh, good. I thought you were going to say 8-track. Did you know that Senator Bernie Sanders was once the mayor of what U.S.
Burlington.
City?
Burlington, Vermont.
Yes. Burlington.
How he can't get rid of his Brooklyn accent. I don't know, but
so funny. Hey, he's a key player in the history of Detroit Mercy at this point. We owe him for our dental school moving to Vermont, so that's kind of a big deal. In the King Kong movies, I mean, if my 12-year-old would hear, he'd say, in the lore, in what ocean is Skull Island found?
The Indian Ocean.
It is the Indian Ocean. Again, I looked up at the American map and embarrassed
myself. And there
myself.
It is.
Yeah. Exactly. It's in the middle of Thunder Bay. Yeah, exactly. I bet the Gen Xers know this one off the top of their head. What was the image on the first ever Forever stamp that was sold back in the 90s?
Oh, wow. American flag.
It was an American flag. That's a real good choice. That's what came
Liberty
after
Bell.
This. It was the Liberty Bell. It was the Liberty Bell. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, that being said, how much were the first ones?
43?
How much is the stamp? 40,
in the 40s. Like
almost 60 cents.
Really?
No, the first Forever stamps were in the
40s. I think it's 65 cents or something like that.
It went up again. It went up again.
It was probably like 12 cents back then.
23 cents.
I'm still using up Forever stamps.
All I know is my Christmas cards and my cousins cost me a fortune in Canada.
As always. What do Jim Dodson, Doug Keating, Jim Hankins, and Mount McKinley all have in common as names?
Not Jim.
Mm-mm. Jim Dodson, again? Doug Keating, Jim Hankins, and Mount McKinley.
What? I was going to say waist size, but that won't be right.
They have the same letters?
They
aren't the same elevation?
No, it has nothing to do with the mountain.
What? Oh, okay.
Jim... What now?
Jim Dodson, Doug Keating, Jim Hankins, and Mount McKinley. Oh my gosh.
Wait a minute. These people and the Mount.
They're actually not people.
Mount McKinley?
They're not people.
Mount McKinley was the name of something shared by Jim Dodson, Doug Keating, and Jim Hankins.
They're wrestlers?
I'm going to have to look this up. They're not wrestlers.
Are they pet names?
They're not names of pets.
They're all in Alaska?
No, I mean, that's a reasonable guess because of Mount McKinley and all that.
Are they names of roads, of trees? Streets?
They're not names of streets. They're names of businesses that all did the same thing.
Told Mountain Gear.
Interesting to me. I think this is just before us as a generation.
Beer?
Just before us. No?
They're cruise liners that Jim's never sailed on.
You're a lot closer than you think you are.
What? What'd I do?
Trains? Planes?
They are airlines. They're what? Defunct airlines.
Good grief.
I said planes.
You got it. Jim Dodson, Doug Keating, Jim Hankins, and Mount McKinley were all separate defunct airlines in the
country?
United States. Yeah.
Can you imagine flying on Jim Hankins?
I can remember People Express.
I know what I mean.
Like, Jim Hankins is having a sale on their
tickets.
I knew
that the People Express
just keep
joke
going there, Danielle.
Made,
just
I mean,
keep
I knew,
going.
I knew that. Oh, my gosh. There was a time in the, you know... for every business where there's a little bit of competition and then it kind of, you know, gets bought out and narrows down.
Well, what happened was they just got deregulated all at one time in 1979. So all kinds of smaller airlines sprouted up and then didn't last. That's
they would have an awesome slogan of like, we're going to have some Hankin' fun or something like
we
that.
We love to fly and it shows Doug Keating Airlines. I can't even wrap my head around it.
Fly Doug.
professors, what is the largest county in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts? Now you can look up there.
Suffolk.
Doesn't say Suffolk.
Norfolk?
No.
Is it where Boston is?
I'm sure I don't know.
That's Suffolk. So it's
okay, so not that
starts
one.
Starts with the letter M.
It's Manchester? I don't know.
Merrimack. It's in Western Mass.
Shared by a famous county in Britain, in England.
Manchester?
No.
Montgomery.
Essex. County Cork.
Middlesex.
Oh, there you go.
Yes.
Heather's
It was like I'm watching like perform an exorcism.
I was just
with
doing that for comic effect.
You were doing
Come
your
on.
Vermont accent.
Yeah, maybe I was.
It was like watching an exorcism here. I mean,
my Vermont accent.
At least for my lifetime, one of these two people is essentially one of the most prolific performers in the history of performing. Which two singers performed on the Cheek to Cheek tour 2014-2015?
Cheek
a very recent young performer mixed with a very
Lady Gaga
and
Tony Bennett.
Very good. Yes. Yes.
He literally was mid-90s and still out there performing. Yeah, that's still just doing it.
And didn't they say that
in battling Alzheimer's?
Didn't they say that because he was singing, he was still in the zone, but once he stopped singing, he was
Didn't know where he was.
Off in La La Land.
After the whatever it was, the Oscars, when I saw Mick Jagger on the stage, and they are going on tour again this summer, so they're going to give him a run for their money. Oh my gosh!
It's amazing what sex and drugs can do for you. Terms of longevity.
In 41 cents.
Oh, yeah, that was the original forever stamp. 41 cents. Yep.
41, okay. Yep. Thank you.
In July 2016, Christie's Auction House sold this person's Levi's leather jacket for a record 110,000 pounds.
Tina Turner.
Who owned that jacket? No. Neither of the names I have heard because this person was not an entertainer.
Oh, I'll say not Beyonce then because she's a Levi jeans.
Not an entertainer.
Not
an entertainer.
What was
he? Levi's leather jacket. If I say who he was, the next thing out of your mouth will be the absolute answer.
Did he ride the motorcycle?
He is arguably the most famous scientist of all time / smartest person
Bill Nye.
Lived.
Albert Stephen Hawking?
Albert Einstein.
Oh, Albert Einstein.
Who owned that jacket, yes.
I'm stunned that he had.
Albert Einstein had a Levi's leather jacket.
Absolutely.
I can't imagine
that. Wore socks.
Absolutely.
Did it have little button pins on the collar?
I'm not seeing denim or leather.
A little benzene pin.
Don't you mean flair, Dan?
Yes, flair.
You're right.
Albert Einstein himself.
Wow.
In what action movie would you find the police officer character by the name of Jack Traven? Who is Jack Traven?
Dragnet? No.
Wasn't Dragnet. No,
Adam 12.
I will tell you this much. I think you literally only hear the surname once in the whole movie, and you hear the word Jack a lot in this movie.
Oh, it's a movie.
Yep. In what action movie would you find the police officer by the name of Jack Traven? No.
Mm-mm. Police Academy.
No, that's a good guess.
Thank you.
Beverly Hills Cop. Movie.
Not Beverly Hills Cop. No.
Oh, did you give us the era?
Oh.
No, it's okay if you didn't.
I did not. I would say I'm doing my best. I'm pretty sure it's 90s. Yep.
Is it a comedy or a thriller?
It's a thriller with a little
tiny
comedy edge. You're getting in the zone. Professor Barlow, Die Hard is not it, but you're getting closer.
No, is that Bruce Willis vehicle?
I could tell you who the villain was, and then you're like, well, now I know exactly what it is. Can you picture Dennis Hopper saying, come on, Jack, Jack? He said Jack a lot in that movie.
I can hear it in my
Dennis
head.
Dennis Hopper.
Dennis Hopper is the villain. Oh, man, I thought that was a
is
total
this the
giveaway.
Shining?
I feel like I can hear it, too, and I can't.
Blue Velvet?
Nope. It's an action movie.
Dennis Hopper.
Mm-hmm.
Dennis Hopper's a bad guy.
If I tell you that this character was played by Keanu Reeves, you're going to tell me it's...
Speed.
Speed.
Yes. Yes. I cannot let a Speed reference go by without the famous Simpsons quote.
When buses could jump.
Yeah, exactly. When buses could jump. From The Simpsons, Homer talking to his friend on the phone. I saw this movie. It went really fast the other night. The speed of the bus couldn't go below 50. And if it did, da-da-da-da-da, I think it was called... Bus that couldn't slow down. That's one of my favorite Simpsons jokes. Out of the 4,275 registered female names counted in the 1990 U.S. Census, where does the name Kendra rank?
250.
76th.
Does she know how to...
2,300.
Poor Kendra. I mean, you're actually a little bit closer.
Somebody call
her up. Two from the bottom.
Call her up and ask.
1,800.
No, it's higher than that, but I mean, I don't even know where to begin. It's
830.
It's not in the top 300. That's the best I can do.
So 400.
It's 403rd on the list of all registered female nurse names.
Poor Kendra. Well, I guess she has a unique name.
No, yeah, I like prefer a lot to have of a
female
name.
Names.
Yeah.
I feel like there should be like tens of thousands of different names.
Yeah.
But who ranks them?
I will go out there and say, and I know that I'm apologizing ahead of time, Professor Maxwell, that we had someone in my high school whose name was Rhiannon, and they were completely oblivious to the fact that that was a very famous song by Fleetwood Mac.
And became a very popular name.
Exactly, and it became a very, very popular name afterwards. So this is kind of wild, but Kendra became really, really popular after what unbelievably popular book series revealed that it was the name of... well, I was about to give it away. Professor Dumbledore's mother's name was Kendra.
Kendra
in
oh,
Harry
that's
Potter.
Right, that's
and
right.
Shot oh. back up into the top 10 yeah. again because yeah. people
that's
wanted
right.
to name their kids after Harry Potter. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Kendra Dumbledore.
I have Kendra and Albus as my children.
I feel like. I feel like some of these questions might have been written for specific people. Maybe that one was more for Kendra. This one is definitely written for Steven. In the movie oh. Toy Story 4, there's a very funny part where an Oakland A's bobblehead figure is voiced by what very famous Oakland A?
Raleigh Fingers.
Nope, but that's a great guess.
Vida Blue.
Reggie.
Joe Rudy.
Gene Tennis.
Slugger.
Hitler. He was a big slugger.
Slugger.
Yeah, Reggie Jackson.
Oh, Mike.
Played. He played for another team, too, before.
He did?
Don't tell me.
Gene Tennis, I'm
Professor Barlow, use the letter R, and I'm going to channel you into the R.
Great. Here we go again with another exorcism.
Roger?
Nope.
Reggie.
Nope.
Robert.
Definitely sounds like a little boy version of the name.
Robbie.
Nope.
Ronnie?
Reginald.
Yeah, it's hurting everybody.
Reggie.
Really?
Ricky Mantle?
Ricky Henderson.
Ricky Henderson. There we go. Yeah,
he was,
Ricky.
Yes,
thank you.
Ricky.
Molly went Ricky down like Mantle, all the like, little boy names.
No,
and we,
he
we
was
got
a
there,
great
yeah.
bass dealer, too.
Absolutely.
Oh,
he
was
top.
Fantastic.
Had the record for many years.
For a minute.
I'm trying to remember, who's the other one? Tim, who's the guy that played for Montreal? You know what I'm talking about?
I'm thinking Tim McGraw. Yeah,
no,
Tim. I know you mean.
But he had the
Tim McGraw, my favorite baseball player.
I know, right?
Base dealer.
Hey, there probably is a Tim McGraw out there somewhere playing baseball.
There probably
there
is.
Has to be. There just has to be. Well, that was. Thank you for those questions, Frank and the family Burrows. That was really, really awesome.
What was the Ricky Henderson question again? I lost the whole thing.
It's okay. So in the movie, the animated movie Toy Story 4, they were in sort of like an antique shop, and there was a bobblehead for the A's, and it was voiced actually by Ricky Henderson.
Ricky Henderson.
I was going to say Tommy Lasorda?
That's Jason Giambi? No, I don't think so. So we'll go back to where Steven said we should go. Like, it's your birthday, and you get to go out to any restaurant to eat. Like, what's your... I actually already know the way Professor Maxwell's
going
to answer.
I'm going there
tonight.
Nor Leather.
I bet you are. Tell everybody your favorite.
Going? My favorite restaurant is Aventura. It is a tapas restaurant in Ann Arbor. We are getting tapas and sangria tonight.
Aventura is a wonderful restaurant. It's one of our favorites, too. We love Aventura.
Excellent.
Yeah, yeah. Not that... I mean, I don't know... I'm not volunteering that as necessarily my birthday place.
Right.
But
we could record an ATP episode there, potentially. Just saying, throwing it out there.
Oh, wow.
It's a great restaurant.
They have a room down there.
University, of course.
There's a room in the basement where they do wine tastings. I think Michael could
have
a great setup right there.
It could be. Exactly.
You got to keep this in mind. Big time.
It's a wonderful restaurant.
We had a tasting meal there once.
We've had a couple of tasting meals there before, and we know the sommelier, Kevin. Yeah.
There's probably some internal grant here we can use to foster community, and we can just have an ATP dinner.
Oh, all right. I'm gonna ponder.
Ponder
my
ponder.
Response to this.
Since Professor Barlow's sort of new here, we don't really go in anywhere. We're just sort of barking things out. We know that Dan's favorite restaurant of all time is Clausen Steakhouse.
Nope.
I'm joking. What is your favorite? Well, I mean, if you had another choice,
it would have to be Italian.
Oh, okay. All right.
I thought you were gonna say Zeff's.
Or Zoop.
No.
So it's Olive Garden then.
Yeah, I don't know if
somebody was going to take you out for dinner. Where would you like to be taken?
Don't worry about budget. Dream big.
I usually go to Antonio's on Friday.
Oh, yeah,
sure.
They're
pretty good.
Nice.
Although they did sell, so the owners are not actually Italian anymore.
What about that place? Dan,
that's
what about
okay.
that place I sent you to in Windsor? Do you remember that?
On Erie Street?
No,
that's Italian. The cook shop.
Yeah. No, there was one time
the
you were
spaghetti.
Was it
factory
Mezza?
Or house? Used to be
spaghetti
above
factory.
It.
Is it the old spaghetti factory?
Yes,
because
the restaurant's in the basement.
Right, but then there's
you walk
right.
down. Yeah.
We used to go there and call. No, what was above it?
We
used to go there in college.
Was it a shop?
No, it was a restaurant.
I've never been.
I thought there were
above.
A more casual.
We'll ponder
restaurant.
That while somebody else goes.
Yeah. What else do we got here? Even if it's one that we wouldn't know because it's not local, you know, it's always nice.
Well, actually, one of my favorites is a part of a chain. I like Maggiano's.
Yeah. Sure.
And that's where I went for my last birthday.
Nice.
But my favorite is actually in Sedona.
And that's okay too.
Elote.
Elote.
Oh,
we're trying to get
there. That's a great place, but now you have to get a reservation months ahead of time.
Well, you can't get one until 30 days ahead of time. So I've written in my thing 30 days before. So it didn't used to be that way. You used to have to wait in line.
I know.
No reservations.
I've waited in line there many times.
Yeah. Anyway, it would be someplace in Detroit because now, I mean, there in the last several years, there are so many wonderful restaurants that have popped up.
Mabel Gray.
Mabel Gray is wonderful.
That's on my list.
Selden Standard.
Mabel Gray is nice.
She-Wolf or whatever it is now.
She-Wolf.
Yeah,
Oak and Reel is wonderful. Freya is good.
Oh, my gosh.
It's really good.
Like Ginger was amazing until they went belly up.
I think I would pick Oak and Reel.
Okay.
Even though we were just there last night.
Yeah.
Oak and Reel is a wonderful restaurant.
And that's a great way to remember it.
Yeah. Yep.
Must have had a good experience.
I was going to say that too, despite the fact that we were there just last
week. Well, we've been there a few times, so yeah.
That's cool. I think that's very cool.
Molly, did you already?
I would probably end up at the Melting Pot, to be perfectly honest.
Yes, Royal Oak, right?
No, actually, Troy is the one closest
Troy,
to me.
Troy, okay.
So,
got it.
Yeah, because who doesn't like dipping stuff into other stuff?
Yeah,
exactly.
Man, that's the way to go right there.
That is the way to go.
There was one in DTRO for a while. I don't even know if it's actually still there. So,
didn't there used to be a small Italian place in Clausen, the same side of the street as the steak place?
Yeah.
A little bit down the street. So
that is, closed. It was Due Vente.
Yeah,
and it
was
one of my favorite restaurants of all time.
They went out of business-ish.
Yep. And tried to reopen in Berkeley, and it never happened because the pandemic started.
That was the one. Was that the one with the motor scooter inside the dining room?
Basically, it was all like the chef was making your food when you ordered it. It came out of your mouth. It was all Northern Italian.
Yeah,
we got my grandmother there once. She fell in love with it, being from the Venice area. So
and there are like four or five tables.
Exactly, and it was
there
a
fortune,
number of times. But it was delicious.
It was great.
Oh, I remember that place. Yeah. It's Northern Italian.
Yeah,
we went there.
Long gone, folks.
Okay,
long
I'm sorry.
That's what we've been talking about.
I was sorry. I just clicked. I'm sorry.
See if you don't look at your phone all the time, you get the...
I know. I apologize for being on my phone a lot today.
That's okay. You've got other things you got to do. There's other things you got to do. We know it.
What about you, Professor Chow?
The first place that comes to mind is El Barzon.
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah, have never gone wrong, so...
Yep. Absolutely.
That's the
delicious.
Place we always used to take out of town guest artists. That's awesome.
I have a woman in my piano class whose birthday is coming up, and that's where she's going.
There you go.
Never gone wrong. So
every year she goes.
I don't think we heard yours.
I'm glad you brought up Dewey Vente.
You say the Vincetta.
Now it's like locked in my brain forever because it can never return. And it was just absolutely wonderful. But
really
I got to be honest, we are very lucky. And if I say I'm going to walk to a restaurant, I'm not going to Vincetta Garage.
Thank you.
But I might walk over to Cruz Muir's and get some fish tacos, and that makes me very happy.
Right. Oh, actually, Matt, Paint Creek Tavern in downtown Rochester, Grouper tacos.
Oh, well, see? Oh. This is the time of year for fish tacos. Mm-hmm. We were in San Diego. I got them
a bunch of times.
That's
the one thing you wanted was fish
tacos.
So
delicious.
Yeah.
Fish tacos are delicious.
Oh, professors, I'm so sorry. The screen just turned red. The time has come for us to say goodbye, Heather.
Bye.
Steven.
Bye.
Dave.
See ya.
Jim.
Goodbye.
Molly.
Ciao.
Dave. Oh, my gosh. Dan.
What? I'm in shock. I can't respond.
And Danielle.
Adios.
Oh, my gosh. They're even sitting right next to each other. And now these words.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu. Or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is produced and directed by Michael Jason and Brian Masonville, and our executive producer is Professor Jason Roach. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mayo.